Performance and a pretty good win against New York.
Yeah, I thought the team played super well. We're kind of getting back to those things that make us really successful is, throwing pucks to the net and creating a lot of chaos in the offensive zone. So you obviously saw it in the first period and died down a little in the second and brought it back in the third. So that's kind of what we're going to try and do for a full 60 minutes.
Paul said that in your game in particular, when the feet are really moving, you can be you can have an impact last night. Did you feel differently last night or whether it was going well?
Yeah, I think the last couple games I've had a lot of opportunity to skate the puck and to be able to kind of possess it more than often and developing more chemistry with Mizey and game to game, it gets better and better is really important. And it's a big part of the flow of the game too when there's a lot of penalties and you're not on special teams, you kind of have to fight that lull in the game and try and stay focused. But the past couple games have been pretty good for that. He's been good for getting me out on the ice and keeping that consistent flow to the game. So I think that's played a huge part in how I've progressed.
What about the partnership with Tyler Myers? You said it yourself, and he's had some pretty dominant performances lately as well.
Yeah, it's super important to, kind of mesh with your defensive partner. Since coming here, I think I've played with almost everybody, and I think that's, kudos to the defensive core that we have here, that it's a pretty tight-knit group from, top to bottom. So it is important. You have to read each other, and you have to know what each other does on the ice, the tendencies of the players, and once you can figure that out, you can, become a little more risky, I guess, and create more offense and have more confidence in the D zone too. So I think that's a good progression for us.
When you see the Joel alluded to the depth on defense, the veteran presence up there, Dustin goes down, or Dmitry Kulikov goes down, somebody's lost, and you're not necessarily just throwing in a youngster from the AHL, and how important is that for a team that wants to continue to generate points and drive towards the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, it's huge. Coming down the stretch here, especially when the games get harder and the fight for, teams that are knocking on the door to be at the playoff position is kind of, the last month and a half of the season is almost a playoff mentality where people come in and play their best games against you and everybody's getting ready to suit up for the playoffs. And that's when injuries happen. The game gets a little harder, gets a little rougher, and guys are pushing themselves past that threshold to kind of get ready for everything. So to have that versatility in the lineup where somebody does go down and somebody else fills in and it's not really, any lack of, performance from the back end or even in the forward side of things. So I think that's, a big part of how the ownership and the brass here has built the team.
You talked a lot about managing ups and downs of seasons. How do you think this season's gone? You had to fight through a couple injuries and been patient in some of the occasions as well. How do you feel it's gone overall?
Good. Adversity is just a thing that comes with the sport, and to be able to bounce back from whatever happens or whatever gets thrown at you is kind of what you get taught to do with experience and being in the league for a while. So it's just kind of another characteristic trait that you can have on your shoulder and use to your advantage.
Hockey's very much day-to-day sport, but do you spend much time thinking about what this was like at this time last year and how maybe circumstances have changed and things like that with the deadline coming up?
No, not really. I guess, yeah, if you think about it now, I should have my bags packed and waiting by the door just in case. So if you want to go back to the dates that the trade deadline was approaching, I kind of treated it the exact same way every time. And I was always surprised every time, regardless of what happens. But it's an exciting time of the year. People adding pieces, people giving away big pieces of puzzles that, it's just kind of reminds you that it's a business and it's not really, it's nothing personal. It's just how the game goes. I don't know. I think it's an exciting time of year coming back.
Is this more on the lines of how your situation's changed from being on one of the last place teams to now being on a cup contender for the second year in a row? That was kind of more the line I was thinking.
Okay. It's crazy to be able to be in a position like this again, the same as it was last year. Coming into a place that was so amped up and so excited to get playoffs going. Last year was such a big change from from the mood that I had previously on the team that I played before was, you know, people were just fighting for their jobs and fighting for, you know, personal success in that year and trying to get the team going still. Whereas when I came into a position here, it was, you know, smiling faces and happy general managers and people just super, super excited to give the fans another playoff run. And, you know, I feel the same way this year, is that everybody's trying to tailor their game to be able to get ready for that playoff push. And you know, it's basically the same atmosphere as what I felt coming in last year, was just the excitement and everybody's kind of super anxious to get going. And you know, there's more expectation on this team this year, obviously, than there was last year, but I think the players have dealt with it awesomely and you know, coming down the stretch here, it should be a good run to get prepared for it.
Going back to last year, Joe, how long did it take you to feel comfortable here after you got traded here?
It wasn't too bad. The team here, the guys that they have are super welcoming and, you know, every hockey player is not too far off, with, you know, the exception of a couple guys in the room that are a little different than everybody else. But it's pretty interchangeable from team to team. You know, you just jump from one family to another and, you know, once you kind of prove yourself and prove that you're ready to compete for everybody in the dressing room and help the team win, I think you're unanimously accepted. And that's a huge component to having a successful team is having a close-knit family.